Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we recap the track and field and diving exploits of Jamaica's athletes at the Rio Olympics to date. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. With the start of the track and field events on Friday, August 12, the Rio Olympics for many Jamaicans took a turn for the exciting. Fans were rewarded for their enthusiasm as Jamaica quickly began making its presence known on the medal table. Things kicked off on Saturday, August 13, as Elaine Thompson captured the women's 100-meter gold medal. Thompson pulled away from the field over the last 10 meters to claim a decisive victory, ahead of American Tori Bowie and compatriot Shelly-Ann Pocket Rocket Fraser Price, who finished third in 10.86 seconds. Thompson's victory was greeted with cheering and jubilation across the island, but especially in her home community of Banana Ground, Manchester.
I want to congratulate Elaine Thompson and to say to her that you're still very young and you have a fantastic future ahead of you. To Shelly-Ann Fraser Price, girl, you earned your stripe. You still ended up on the podium.
Sports Minister Olivia Grange. Jamaica's next dose of jubilation came on Sunday, August 14. Following the exploits of world's fastest man and now three-time men's 100-meter Olympic champion Usain Bolt. Smiling as he crossed the finish line, Bolt comfortably won the 100-meter final ahead of American Justin Gatlin and Canadian André de Grasse. The other Jamaican in the race, Johan Blake, finished fourth.
Usain's done it! Gatlin challenged for the silver medal! 9.80 all the way from Beijing to London and now to Rio! It is one of the greatest athletic achievements of all time, if not the very greatest.
Usain Bolt put on a fantastic show. He's truly a legend. His name will be etched in the annals of history.
These Olympic Games belong to the superhuman effort of Usain Bolt, with still more to come from him. He's truly an amazing human being, a phenomenal athlete, and a magnetic personality.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness and before him, Sports Minister Olivia Grange. On Monday night, Sherika Jackson produced a sensational display in the women's 400-meter final to earn a bronze medal in the event. Jamaicans were truly proud of her accomplishment.
Congratulations, Sherika. You're on the podium. You've medaled. Jamaica is proud of you. You have done very, very well.
Jamaica was again sent into ecstasy following the gold medal winning exploits of Omar McLeod, who in a dominant display copped gold in the men's 110-meter hurdles on Tuesday. With his win, McLeod becomes the first Jamaican to ever claim gold in the 110-meter hurdles. Outside of track and field athletics, the sports minister had commendations for Jamaican diver Yona Knight Wisdom, who made it to the semi-finals of the men's 3-meter springboard event. Knight Wisdom finished in 14th position, just 2 places and 9 points shy of a spot in the final. Minister Grange says special effort will be made to work with sports administrators, sponsors and volunteers to keep the momentum and sustain the interest in diving going forward so that Jamaica will have a bright future in the event. In the meantime, Prime Minister Holness is congratulating all the athletes who have competed so far at the Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Mr. Holness is urging the athletes to remember that Jamaicans far and wide are supporting them.
To those who have won medals, I say congratulations. I want to congratulate those who have competed and those who are still to compete. I want to encourage you to give your best. There are still more medals to be won, and the entire Jamaica is willing you on to win.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis, studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.